Now, the rest of the story. Every Friday evening about sunset on a lonely stretch along the east seacoast of Florida, you could see an old man, white-haired, bushy-eyebrowed, slightly bent. Every Friday, one gnarled hand would be gripping the handle of a pail, a large bucket filled with shrimp, and there on a broken pier reddened by the setting sun, a weekly ritual would be reenacted. The silent twilight sky would become a mass of dancing dots growing larger. In the distance, screeching calls would become louder. Seagulls come from nowhere on the same pilgrimage to meet the old man. And for half an hour or so, the gentleman would stand on the pier, surrounded by fluttering white, till his pail of shrimp was empty. The gulls would linger a while. Perhaps one would perch comfortably on the old man's hat as a certain day gone by would gently come to mind. Well, eventually all of the old man's days were spent. So if the gulls still return to that spot, perhaps on a Friday evening at sunset, it's not for food any longer, but to pay homage to a secret they shared with a gentle stranger. October 1942. Captain Eddie Rickenbacker was lost at sea. He had been on a mission to General Douglas MacArthur, and somewhere over the South Pacific, his flying fortress got lost, got beyond the reach of radio, fuel ran dangerously low. The men ditched their plane in the ocean. The B-17 stayed afloat just long enough for all aboard to get out, and then slowly the tail of the flying fortress swung up and poised for a split second, and the great airship went down, leaving 8 men and 3 rafts and an empty horizon. For nearly a month, Captain Eddie and his companions fought the water and the weather and the scorching sun, spent sleepless nights recoiling as giant sharks rammed the rafts. The largest raft was 9 by 5, and the biggest shark was 10 feet long. But of all of their enemies at sea, one proved most formidable: starvation. 8 days out, their rations long gone or destroyed by the salt water, it would take a miracle to sustain them. And a miracle occurred. In Captain Eddie's own words, and I'm quoting now, "Cherry," that would be the B-17 pilot, Captain William Cherry, "read the service that afternoon. We finished with a prayer for deliverance and a hymn of praise. There was some talk, but it tapered off in the oppressive heat. With my hat pulled down over my eyes to keep out some of the glare, I dozed off." Now remember, this is still Captain Eddie speaking. "Something landed on my head. I knew that it was a seagull. I don't know how I knew, I just knew. And everybody else knew too. No one said a word. But peering out from under my hat brim, without moving my head, I could see the expression on their faces. They were staring at that gull. The gull meant food, if I could catch it." Well, the rest, as they say, is history. Captain Eddie caught the gull. Its flesh was eaten. Its intestines were used for bait to catch fish. The survivors were sustained, their hopes renewed, because a lone seagull, uncharacteristically hundreds of miles from land, offered itself as a sacrifice. You know, of course, that Captain Eddie made it. Now you also know that he never forgot, because every Friday evening about sunset, on a lonely stretch along the East Florida seacoast, you could see the old man walking, white-haired and bushy-eyebrowed and slightly bent, for all of his remaining years. His bucket would be filled with shrimp to feed the gulls. To remember that one gull, who on a day long past gave itself without a struggle, as manna in the wilderness. Now you know the rest of the story.